This is them right before the show came out.
No, it's not. Way. Stop it.
That is no so good. Honestly, a good con.
Is that crazy? That is.
Everything's a lie.
Dude, shout out to all the real ones who let you know when there's boogers in your nose.
Yes.
Add it to your ick list, Shane.
Boogers?
Oh, it's going to be a long list.
I can't even watch the TLC channel when I eat.
There are certain shows I cannot watch while I'm eating, and I can't explain why.
Pimple Popper?
Well, that's obvious.
I don't think I can ever watch Pimple Popper.
Yeah, but dude, TLC is full of landmines. At any second, they're going to hit you with some shit that can make your stomach hurt if you have a sensitive stomach.
Although,
know?
Shout out Thousand Pound Sisters, because they were using my palate.
What?
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Hi, welcome back to whatever the hell this is. Gross edition. I don't know. I guess we're just starting off really gross, which kind of fits in line with my topics today.
That's actually kind of a thing that is talked about, that every time our family's at the dinner table, poop comes up. Gross shit just gets talked about. It's natural, you know?
Very true.
And no, Shane is not a part of your family because he is the most sensitive girly when it comes to any kind of food being consumed. He gets so upset at my family every time we're eating.
I need to stop doing the zoning out thing because now I can't stop.
It's dangerous. That's why I said, man, you got to use it wisely. Be responsible with it, you know?
Well, you look really pretty today.
Thank you for calling me pretty. You dressed me.
Okay, yes, we do need to talk about our outfits today because I really tried. Like, I've been trying to be stylish. I even have, like, okay, not that I've been on many sets, not like Chris, but...
You've been on so many more than me.
But the, like, wardrobe girl, the stylist, like, she always is like, okay, you got your look. Okay, great. Let me get a picture. Okay, great. So I've been doing that because I found this camera from like 10 years ago, and I've just been taking pictures like very Y2K of us.
It's a really good camera too. It has like the auto face blurring, so everyone looks 10 years younger and photoshopped.
So yeah, if you want to check out these pictures, go to our Shane Dawson Podcast Instagram.
You're your own onset photographer?
Yes, because I'm proud. Like, listen, we redid the beauty room, and now it's the podcast wardrobe room. And I mean, we have clothing racks. We have like everything laid out all cute. Anyway, so yes, we have all the wardrobe, and I've been like, today I picked out all of our clothes specifically to match. So for me, I have this little bear jacket thing, kind of stupid fucking loser fucking cartoon cuck. And then for Jared,
are you allowed to say that word?
It's not a bad word. What does it mean?
There's one that's similar to that that's like...
A cuck is a contemptuous term for a man with moderate or progressive political views, or a man whose wife is sexually unfaithful. A cuckold.
That's me.
Oh, please.
Thanks for clarifying, Chris.
Yeah, I thought it was, like a big pussy. Like a big fat pussy.
I thought it was just dudes that like to watch their wives get fucked.
Yes, that too.
Right?
Huh.
Pretty much in layman's terms. I mean, I know I didn't use a bunch of big words, but that's what it is, right?
Yeah, I'm shocked. I didn't know that was something anyone would enjoy.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
I'll show you some stuff
later.
Wait,
there's a fetish of husbands wanting to get their watch their wives get fucked?
Yes, and the wife, it's usually like an older woman with long hair and like a necklace, and she's like laying down and she's screaming, "Oh my God!" And her husband's in the corner, and she's like, "You could never do this!"
Why couldn't... Okay, well, just a suggestion. Couldn't the husband just tape the two of them having sex and then get off to watching him having sex with his wife?
It's about watching somebody else be better than him.
Yes. What?
Yes.
I saw a video of a straight couple and the guy was sucking another guy and the wife was masturbating to it. What's that?
A fucking gay.
Damn,
fuck?
I zoned out. What was it?
You zoned out right then?
Dude, that was like a real quick one. I don't even.
Let us know in the comments.
Yeah.
Are any of you cucks or is your husband a cuck?
What?
You told us if they're growers. Let us know if they're cucks. Send. Oh my God, this perfect segue. We have a voicemail. So I set up a phone number. We'll get back to our wardrobe. Never. I set up a voicemail. So if you call 747-263-2512, leave a message under 30 seconds preferably, and we'll play it on the show, whether you need advice or your husband's a cuck and you want to talk about it. Let us know.
I'm sure there's a whole community that find it like a very positive thing.
I'm stuck on this cuck thing. I just can't imagine.
You're
just
a cuck.
Why wouldn't you just have an open relationship or threesomes? I just don't understand not jumping in on it.
Because I think it's a very, I don't want
to
judge.
I'm not trying to judge. I'm just thinking, like, if I wanted to watch somebody fuck you, I would think at some point I would like to jump in. Like, it would be the foreplay to watch the person fucking the husband.
I think there's a lot of psychological layers of onion to peel back on that
and
one.
That's what I'm,
I think it's just, like, very psychological why people want to be a cuck. Yeah. You know what I mean?
All right. Maybe we'll have to
power
try
the
it.
Cucks, I guess. Power. You know, fuck it.
I'm not against it. I'm just trying to understand.
So back to our outfits. Yes, Jared is wearing a comic book jacket, looking very Boom Boom Pow.
I am not a cuck, by the way. I sound almost like so pro cuck.
Yeah, this is rad, dude.
Like, you really opened me up to wanting to wear dope jackets.
Thank you.
This is fire.
Wow. Ooh.
Somebody's
I just
on TikTok.
Need like five generation words. Yeah, this is bitching.
Yeah, and then to go with the same kind of vibe, Ryland is wearing a cloud sweater. It's 3D.
And how does my blue sweater go in with all of your like muted tones?
See, this is why I'm a stylist and you're not. When you really look at them all together, there's a theme. It's very like pop art.
Okay, so pop art's the theme. The color isn't cohesive because there's like, I'm not tying into anyone here.
This feels you like know what he shade. Looks like though? You know what that sweater looks like? Remember grandma used to get like the limited edition Macy's sweatshirt drops?
Yes.
It looks like something that grandma would have worn. Aww. Or this guy in The Simpsons.
No,
one of the two.
You know, yes. I love the sweater. It just feels like I'm standing outside of the rest of you. Or maybe I'm just
like
I think yours looks really good though.
Thank
like,
you.
And also anytime we talked about this, blue in your eyes. I can't.
Oh, Chris wants to fuck me in blue.
I can when he wears blue.
This is like a cuck thing.
Who's fucking who and who's gonna watch?
I'm watching. I don't want you to see that from that angle. Chris is wearing a waffle cone chocolate dipped vest. It's very cute.
It's delicious.
And yeah. Oh my god! Oh my god! I just thought of something. I'm so excited. How did I forget? Oh, and I have a new blink up.
Okay, was that it? Star.
That's it. Oh, I was gonna say, wow. That was a lot of pre-excitement for a... Okay.
Jared, I have a... Ooh, you got shook. I have a late Christmas gift. I'm so genuinely excited because I think
fuck
you're going to love it. And it ties into our podcast.
Okay.
Okay. Check out your present.
Oh, what?
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
Okay.
Well, what's in
one
here?
One of your favorite Cheap Trick locations. So dude. Crocs just collabed with 7-Eleven.
No
not sponsored.
I don't know about.
This is it right here. I just recently got into Crocs.
I know.
And like, I used to almost look at people a certain way that wore Crocs. Yeah. Now I'm like, dude, yeah.
I have Crocs.
No, you're too. A Croc cuck.
I'm not a cuck. I am not a cuck.
Promise me you're not going to go toes out in those.
Oh, I'll be socking it outdoors for sure. Maybe great. Maybe not. I don't know.
Wait, what's wrong with toes out?
Not toes out. Like, guys can't do toes out in public.
Oh.
Unless you're at, like, a beach, you can have your toes out in, like, flip-flops at the beach.
Oh.
But if you're wearing sandals around...
Hold on. You're getting ahead of us because our next topic is going to involve icks.
Okay, I'll bring my ick up later.
Dude, I'm taking my shoes off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Whoa.
Keep
those
the socks
are
on.
Really cool.
Come on.
Those okay. are actually so cool.
Yeah, I would wear thank those. You. I mean, this means a lot to me. You know? Wow, these
are
incredible.
They comfy? I've never worn a Croc.
Dude, Crocs are the best.
I keep hearing that.
Okay, but did you get over your public fear of wearing Crocs and being judged?
I actually, have not. Looking back, I think I've worn more embarrassing shoes, you know? Like, I think I used to wear water shoes outside all the time.
Oh, I remember.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with my water shoe phase. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Now, I'm at the point where I really don't care, you know? So... I think they look cool.
Because I hate to admit, even like getting a Postmate, I would like take my Crocs off because I was too embarrassed to be out wearing my Crocs.
Okay, so I need to bring something up. I'm very excited. We have a surprise today. It's not a surprise because we all know about it. But I have something very exciting planned. Off the podcast, we were talking about one of my favorite childhood pizza places, Straw Hat Pizza, which is, it's not in that many places. I haven't had it in like 10 years. I forgot what it tastes like. It's my favorite pizza of all time. And then we were talking about it and you're like, oh, Chris Strela. Well, he has three names.
Growing up, Capiche. Yes. Is one of the names.
Uh-huh.
And then Chris, yeah. AKA's right there.
And Pizza Boy Fresh.
Oh, and Pizza Boy Fresh. Yes.
So he's one of Jared's friends from childhood who's also a rapper and also works at Straw Hat and also is bringing us pizza. So he's on his way. Wow. We're going to have a whole moment with that. But if just...
Pizza Boy Fresh always delivers. You know what I'm saying?
So true. But this is a picture that I found from I was 10. This is my 10th birthday party.
Oh my god.
And if you look over, here's you and Gabiz.
Dang, and Carlos. Shout out to Carlos.
He's in the hat. Yeah, so he's gonna come soon. I don't know what's happening here. You guys are like, are you guys having a rap battle?
I'm like, yo, yeah. Possibly,
so,
dude.
Is everyone in Long Beach a rapper, or is just your circle of people rappers?
There was a lot of us. A lot of us just interested in music, I would say, I guess. But me and Chris were two that like to write music. We have other buddies that would make beats, that would master and mix music, but quite a bit of us like hip hop.
Well, I've heard a lot about this man. I'm excited to meet him.
He's the best. He's like my fourth friend in life, if I think about it.
What?
Well, if you think about, like, do you remember your first friend? Like, yes. Your first actual friend?
Yes.
Like, looking back, I think I only had like two or three friends before I was his friend.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's like, you know, shout out to my fifth friend right there.
Yeah. Okay, what's your fourth? Okay. Yeah. I don't know what happened between then and now.
Okay, so I thought of a segment. I have some like serious stuff to talk about, but I feel like, you know what? Let's not ruin the vibe. I'll talk about my depression and therapy later.
What?
Huh?
We just got married.
Exactly. No. So I thought of a new segment. I forgot what we were doing, but we were hanging out doing something, and then you yawned in my face. And it wasn't a normal yawn. It was a yawn.
No, I know exactly what we were doing. We were on the couch, and Shane was doing his... Okay, there's this myth that if you don't yawn when somebody else yawns, you lack empathy.
So basically, it's a psychopath yawning test. Try it at home. Try it with your boyfriends and your husbands. You'll learn a lot. So if you yawn, the other person should yawn right after you, because that's why they say catching a yawn, because yawning is all based on empathy. So you feel the person's yawn and it makes you yawn. Now, if you yawn in front of somebody and they don't yawn, they're a psychopath. No, I'm just kidding. But there's a chance that they might be. I don't know. It's really, really...
If you were to guess on a scale of 1 to 10 if someone is a psychopath, if they don't yawn when you yawn, you can add a couple points.
Yes, exactly.
Oh. Right? It's on a metric scale, you could say.
And
right?
The thing is, sometimes I feel like you catch the yawn a couple minutes later. And Shane was like on a yawning spree. And then when I finally caught his yawn, then I was over-dramatizing it a little bit just to shove it in his face. And he really started getting the ick.
It was horrible. It was like your yawn was like a...
No!
And then you go...
It's making me have to yawn.
Oh my god, I hate it! It gives me the ick. And then I was like, oh my god, new ick unlocked. Because I never knew that was one of my icks. And then I was like, that's a good segment, new ick unlocked. So, wait, have we done this segment before?
Mandela effect.
I just remembered like a sound effect of a lock. I think we've done... Did we do this?
I don't know. I think we've only done one ick. I think I don't know if we've had a chance to unlock another one.
Oh, interesting. Well, my first new ick unlocked is yawning. So that's my new thing. I hate it. You're about to do it again. Oh my god, I hate it.
I held it.
Chris, do you have any icks that you've unlocked, or any new icks? You're in your relationship. It's been a little while. What's he doing that's pissing you off?
I mean, this is a pretty common one. We've all kind of talked about this already, how like no one likes boogers, and he'll just like dig for gold. He'll just look at it.
He'll look at it in front of you?
Yeah. And he knows I hate it, so he'll be like,
Where does he discard of it?
He'll put it in like a napkin, throw it away, wash his hands and stuff. But
recap here. In case you don't remember, in the last episode, Shane basically told us that his biggest ick is boogers. So his reaction is based on that. Chris, continue.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's pretty much it. That's a pretty gross thing that he does that I hate. And he knows I hate. And so he continues to do it. On purpose.
I'm not kidding, and I'm sure he's very sweet. I would literally break up with him. That is so my ick. That is like, oh my god. I would rather you like hit me with a car. Like, I would rather anything else.
Yeah, dude. Boogers, just the thought of them grosses me out.
Something I don't understand about Shane, though, an ick can last a good hour. Like, if we have dinner in front of us and he sees something that just derails him, he really can prolong his hunger for a good hour. And I'm just not built that way. Like, if something grosses me out, I'm like, yuck.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm already pissed because the pizza's gonna get here and I'm not eating it.
Oh, like, no.
You guys have icked me out.
I do remember when we were younger. What? I have a sensitive stomach. I do remember you being more sensitive than me.
Oh, yes.
Because I'll get over it in maybe 10 to 15 minutes.
No.
If I'm on the way to pick up food and I get it and like something is on the way there has grossed me out. By the time I get home, I could almost eat it. You know what I mean?
Mine lasts like a day.
It's because the stomach muscles, you know? You got to feel free, and it just probably tenses you up because it's so gross. You're like, you know? It's visceral. Word of the day.
Jared, you were telling me about an ick that was kind of an ick earlier. But do you have any new?
I have a couple of them. One of them is actually kind of a life hack.
Ooh,
you know, because in conversation or in text, I always say like, "Hey, somebody." Like if I'm texting Chris, "Hey, Chris," and then I'll proceed to text whatever I want to text.
Okay.
But if people text me, "Hey, bud," it's the fucking worst. And I don't know anybody in my life that's ever done that that it hasn't ended up being a piece of shit. Or this fuck me over in business. Real talk.
So many family members that say bud.
No, I'm saying maybe to family it's okay. Or maybe like for some people it could be an isolated incident it's cool. But like I hate it when people call me bud. They've all, you know, I don't like it because it's almost degrading a little
bit.
No,
it's like, definitely
you know my
degrading.
Fucking name.
Yeah.
You know, you can call me dude, but don't call me bud. Or when like a waitress calls me hun.
I've definitely
or like sweetie.
Really?
The word bud?
I've definitely called people bud.
Wow.
Like, hey, bud. Well, I
always
know.
Thought it was
it's
nice.
A posturing. It, like, it feels posturing to me. Like, hey, little bud.
No. You know? I feel like you've said buddy, maybe.
I just thought bud was short for buddy, which I thought was nice.
I feel like I could see you saying it in like a flirting manner to somebody you're like potentially going to date. But other than that, I'm with Jared. This would...
Yeah.
You're like immediately... discarded from my life.
Oh no, I'll never use it again. I didn't know.
or when like waitresses or whoever call me honey or sweetie, but they're like young. If they're in their 60s or 70s, call me whatever you want. I don't care, but like don't be 20 years old calling me hun and sweetie.
Although,
you
know? New yum unlocked.
Yum. Oh shit.
I love when a waitress calls me love.
Hey love.
Hey love.
It depends. Yeah. Ooh, I like when they say that.
Love's not bad.
That's cool.
Yeah.
When they call me love, I give them like a 75% tip. I'm not kidding.
It's a life hack.
No, he's not.
Life hack. If you're a waitress and you see me, just call me love.
There you go. Okay. But yeah, I would say, though, like, people calling me that stuff is my yick, and I recommend you don't trust people to call you bud. Just word of advice.
Okay.
I co-sign.
This is kind of a... I don't know if this is an ick or more of just, like, a preference, but there's one new thing that's also been unlocked because we've been eating more.
Nice.
I bloated sex. Like, bloated...
What?
Bloated
like,
sex.
Like if we eat a big meal, and we're like, okay, we should probably... It's been a while.
What are you talking about?
That is not... I can't do it. I can't do it anymore.
Okay. This
so
is,
that's
you know
an ick
to me.
So I think what I need to do is before we do something, I need to starve myself. No, I need to not eat. You're
I think
fine.
That's like a pretty... universal tip.
Yeah, not being like, bloated before sex is mando. You know, that's mandatory.
See, you would think that, but honestly, like, whenever we go to, like, a nice restaurant, we see people just eating their fucking brains out, and you know they're gonna go fuck afterwards.
I don't
like,
think so. I think they fucked before.
Oh, life hack.
Or they poop and drink...
Oh, yeah, Chris.
Before.
Yeah, I've never had an issue with that. I just have sex whenever.
But do you get bloated, like, on a serious level at your size?
Not really. I have, like, GERD problems where my chest hurts really bad, but...
Does he get bloated?
I don't think it's really...
Who doesn't get bloated? I feel like everyone's
If I was a betting man, I'd say maybe.
Because we just all the time, and it's never... That's never been a thing.
You never get nauseous?
No.
Ladies.
Not to have sex.
If you're, like, girded up, are you still down to ride or
yeah.
what?
Yeah.
Wow. You're about it, dude.
I know my ick.
What?
Motion sickness on your end.
Wait,
that's
what?
It's so annoying.
That's not an
no,
ick. That's
he
you
needs,
being an asshole.
You know,
wait, what?
No. I could say you're an asshole if I have a stomach ache, so this is no different.
Uh-oh. Here we go again. Fight with Shane and Ryland. Fight with Shane and Ryland. Shane and Ryland.
Because there are motion sickness pills, like, and we don't, it's not like we're always whipping around in a car. So it's like, if we're going to go in the car, just pop a pill or something.
I
because
have motion sickness.
He literally will start driving 2 seconds from the house and he's like, and he never recovers from it. And I'm like, oh, we've got to be able to drive sometime.
You know what? I'm going to be bloated all week.
I showed up to bloat up. Straight
that,
up.
That reminded me. We yeah. were talking about this earlier. This is what inspired the ick conversation, was you said that you found out something about bloating.
Dude, yeah. So basically, I was watching a video, and it was about ancient torture. It just kind of popped up within the algorithm. I forgot what I was watching before, but it was like a list video. And it went over different countries and how they would torture people and, you know, earlier times. And in Sweden, the Swedish did something called the Schwedentrunk. Is basically, let's say they were taking over a territory or they needed information from you or something like that.
Okay.
You know, some people might just peel your skin off or do something like very violent. What they would lay you on your back and just force drink you gallons of liquid, whether it be water, it could be urine, it could be sewage. And the whole goal was just to get your stomach as bloated as humanly possible. And then they would just punch the shit and beat your stomach up until you totally wanted to know. And it's like, dude, if I'm bloated and my dog jumps on my stomach, it's like game over for the night. You know what I mean? Imagine if you just had like five guys, you're all bloated out of your mind punching you. It's like, I'll tell you whatever, dude. You know, but like, but that was I ain't no snitch. I mean, I'm just joking. But I mean, but imagine being that bloated and then just they would just abuse you until you talked.
I mean, it's probably very effective. Because now that I think about it,
we should try it.
That's like the most gentle way of doing it. Like, hey, dude, we're just going to make you throw up all over the place and fuck your ribs up, but we're not going to hang you or nothing, you know?
This sounds like listen, I don't know TikTok, but this sounds like a challenge. Like, get your friend bloated as fuck and give him a secret and then just give him the stomach and see what
he
says.
Give him a secret. And repeat this. Don't repeat it ever. How do you do that?
I don't know.
But just for some. Okay, so that's the Swedes.
Hold on. Wait. We have to take a break because the card's about to run out.
Oh, no.
But when we come back, Jared's going to give us an even probably grosser fact. And we're going to also eat pizza if we're not too icked out. See you soon. Hey, okay, welcome to this new location. They're doing work on our house right now. We had a leaky roof. I relate so hard to that. I don't know what that means. Leaky basement. I know what that means. Anyways, yes, we're in a new location. This is Ryland's podcast shed for his podcast, The Sip. Today's episode is not sponsored by The Sip, but go check it out. And also, this is not sweat. It's raining outside, so that's why there's a lot happening, but also nothing happening at all. All right, so let's get to the ad. First, I want to thank one of my favorite new sponsors ever, SeatGeek. So I'm really excited that SeatGeek came back because that means you guys like them and you use their code and you downloaded their app, and that's really cool. So thank you for doing that. And thank you, SeatGeek, for sponsoring this episode. So as you already know, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app of all time with over 28 million downloads. I don't know any other place to get tickets, honestly, because I feel like I've just heard SeatGeek so much over the years that that's just where I go, you know, when I do leave the house. And it's not just concerts that they have on there, although they have a lot. There's more than 70,000 different events every single day on SeatGeek, so there's a lot to choose from. But obviously, concerts are a huge reason that people use SeatGeek. They have Beyonce, SZA, Fall Out Boy, Ed Sheeran. Pretty much any concert you can think of is on SeatGeek. Also, one of my favorite things that I talked about last time, which you guys did not think was weird, so thank you, is how much I love to just play on the app and see how much people are charging for tickets. I know, it's petty, but it's my favorite new hobby. So SeatGeek always wants to make sure that you get the best deal possible. So when you are going on the app and going to a concert and looking up ticket prices, you'll see every seat has like a little red circle or an orange circle or a green circle. The red circle means it's a bad deal. That's a very expensive bad deal. The green circle means it's a good deal and you should get it. Every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee, and SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of the event with swaps. So please go check out their app, play around on it, get some concert tickets if you want, or just scroll through it and see people's prices like I do. And they're giving you $20 off of your first purchase if you use code GROWER at checkout. So make sure to go to the link in the description below, check out the app, use code GROWER for $20 off of your first purchase, and support them. I'm really excited that we have a new sponsor. Thank you guys, and thank you to SeatGeek. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Okay, torture.
Back to torture. So I was just saying, in you know, in comparison here, in that same video, they talked about what Persia, what they were known for doing, which is called sending them to the boat. So essentially what sending someone to the boat was, is they would go out into the wilderness, and they would put a canoe down or a boat structure.
Okay.
And then they would cover you. You would lay in that.
Okay.
They would cover you with another one with holes just for your arms to hang out and your head to hang out. And then they would pour milk and honey, like as much as they could get you to drink, all over your face and all over the top of this boat. And the first thing that would start to happen is like insects and bees would start and come and eat the honey off of your face. And then it would dry up and it would just feel real uncomfortable. And because your body is going to be releasing excrements and gases, it draws in worms and rodents that claw, that like get through the boat. And then it basically, they eat you from the inside. And that's how it goes.
Are you fucking kidding
Why
me?
Why are they running boats? Why can't they just use a box?
I think they call it doing the boat because it was shaped like a boat.
Okay, but, I see.
But they weren't ruining boats by any means. That's not the Persian way. They don't waste boats.
Okay, thank God.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
But yeah, so that's a very big... you know, two sides of the spectrum.
I honestly think I'd rather do that.
You think, like, they said that that would be like up to like 5 days of you having to go through this.
No, fuck that. No,
the
jump all over my blood stomach.
Is horrible. Yeah,
that almost sounds like something you do on Fear Factor, though. You know, like, hey, drink a gallon of orange juice to get punched by Mike Tyson in the stomach. You know, like,
I literally was just like, it's a TikTok job.
I'm sure Steve-O's done it. You know what I mean? Like, it can't be. I just thought it was fun. Like, damn, shout out to the Swedes, man.
Shout out, Swedes.
Shout out, Swedes.
And Persians. Well, thank you for that.
Of course.
Definitely,
man.
Not eating your friend's pizza. So, okay, so now it's time for our voicemail advice segment. I have a few voicemails picked out here, and they needed our advice on things. So we need to be brutally honest, though. They want brutal honesty. That's what I think.
Okay.
Mm. Okay. So here we go. This is from Cece.
Hi, guys. My name's Cece from New York.
Hi, Cece.
I was just looking for some advice. Last night, I just went out on a date, and this guy was amazing. 10 out of 10, phenomenal. We hit it off. Ooh. It seems too good to be true. And I feel like we've already talked about, like, marriage and kid names and, like, talking about getting married, like, this year. But we just met last night, and we're rushing it really hard, but it feels right. So I don't know. I need advice. Should I slow down, or should I just, like, it feels natural. What should I do?
Get a grip, girl.
Wow.
Cece, try to yawn in front of me.
A lot of questions for Cece. You know, but nothing good happens quick.
I would say, Cece, without, you know, hurting your feelings, I think he's planning on gutting you and wearing you as a skin suit.
This was going to be in my possibilities. It could be really negative, okay. Right?
Here.
He could be a psycho.
So please avoid him at all costs. Tell him that you're done, because anybody that's talking about marriage and kids on the first date is literally... a serial killer.
No, it takes two to tango. She was up there talking about marriage with him. Listen,
well,
she had me.
Well, because he was luring her in.
No,
you think she's
a
psycho?
No. Cece, not my Cece. I think it's fine if you have a really good connection to to romanticize, like, talking about marriage or kids.
Together?
But when she lost me is when she said, and we were thinking about executing it in this year.
Yeah.
That's where you got to fucking halt the brakes, girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. You know, that I'm saying don't, like, fully commit to anything if the sentiment is there. But there's questions I have. Like, how old are you, Cece? If you're, like, in your 40s and, like, this dude's in his 40s and you live in a town in Idaho with 45 people or whatever, like, maybe this is it. You know, I don't know, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's one of those beautiful love stories of two people meeting and just instant love, and you know, maybe. You know,
hold on, I feel like I've offended Chris.
What?
Because now that I'm thinking about it, are you kind of the person that does this? No, and you're not a serial killer.
No,
but you are very romantic, very fast.
I'm extremely romantic, but I do know that, like, I have to keep it in. Like, I know I can't. I understand I can't say things like that right away. I understand, even if I feel
he understands
it,
the slow burn.
Even if I were to feel something like that very quickly, I know I can't say that just, like, on a rational level, so I'll keep it in. Well, I am a hopeless romantic, and I always hope for the best in every situation, but I get really nervous about this particular thing because I had a friend who had a very similar situation where she met somebody who very quickly was like, you're the love of my life, I can tell, and, like, you're my everything, and was so perfect, and everything seemed so perfect. And
they love bombed her.
And they got married, and then later on there was, like, a lot of cheating and, like, a lot of, like, just, like, this person was using my friend for many, I don't know, to gain a status. And
okay,
a
then
things.
I feel comfortable saying this. Cece, bitch, run.
Run,
get the fuck away from him, Cece.
No, the practical.
Get the fuck away from the skin
Shay.
Suit wearer.
I do see it being like a 95% to 5% chance that it's either a bad look or a good look. You
it's
know
a bad look.
It's but hey.
Get out.
It could be that one story.
Yes, no, I agree. The practical advice to Cece is don't fucking get married, but enjoy the ride. No.
Yes.
No, don't fucking get yourself legally
enjoy
tied up with this guy. Yes.
In the back of the trunk?
Does he know where she lives?
Tied up?
Does she know where he lives?
If you guys are having fun and he's taking your breath away.
We could be getting Cece in trouble right
Cece,
now.
Cece, call back.
And you're
Cece.
Having great sex.
Cece, call back.
Just call her. We have her number.
I was thinking with Rylan.
Oh my God, should we call
Cece right now?
call CC.
Yeah, call CC.
Call CC.
Yeah. Wait, I'm scared.
Yeah. Call CC. Dude, we might be saving a fucking life.
Okay, you're right. Talk.
No, we need to get on the same page. She's allowed to have fun with him, and if he keeps presenting as a psychopath, she's got to fucking run.
Yeah, she needs to proceed with caution, but...
Okay,
let her have the experience of being love-bombed.
I'm with you, Rhett.
It's easy up, dude. We got to save her life.
No.
I mean...
Wait, I've never done this before.
I feel like I flip-flopped a few times on this, but like,
seriously,
I feel
though,
the best about calling CC and getting
people
more.
Could not complete your call. Please try again.
CC denied us.
CC!
CC, come on, CC.
CC, hit us up at the email address in the description below with your number so we can call you next week.
Please.
And I just want to say, people will show you who they are. Listen.
That's
Wait,
true.
Yeah, CC, I'm trying to save you, because what if CC's with him right now?
I Damn just want to say, Shane, you're what? The one screaming murderer when you were the one that saw me in a video before you met me and said out loud that you were going to marry me.
I didn't tell you that.
You did a week or two into it.
No, I didn't.
But you have the thoughts, too.
I told you about that months later.
Okay, months later,
after
but
you said
had
I
the
love
thought.
You.
I'm just saying,
that's
let,
very
them have,
different.
Let them have their thing.
This is why you're going to end up dead.
What? I'm married! Unless you're killing me, I'm fine.
I feel personally very conflicted right now.
Okay.
I think until I talk to CeCe,
right.
I can't form my complete opinion.
I feel pretty CeCe confident.
But I stand by nothing good happens quick. Don't get married right away, obviously. Yeah. Right?
That's the thing.
Feel
we
it out.
Do.
All right.
Maybe move
next?
In right
Wait,
away with each other.
Can I text her?
Please.
Hold on. I'm going to say, should I send her a picture?
Whatever we can do. Hey, CeCe, call us. Oh, I'm taking the video.
Okay.
We got to get CeCe on the line.
We really do. Okay, so let's do one more.
Hi, guys. Are you guys autistic? Because I've seen so many autistic signs in you, and I think you guys could do good with it, and I feel like you guys could make a platform for autistic people, and I feel like
there
you could search up the symptoms, one of them being what Shane has, misophonia. And then ADHD, severe ADHD, OCD, and anxiety. If you most likely have all those things together, you're most likely a late diagnosed. And because you're...
Are we autistic?
Shane.
I mean, what? She said we're autistic, then proceeded to say, like, all these other things that I
well,
don't know.
There's nothing wrong with on being the autistic.
No. Dude, I'm about it. I have nothing against or whatever. Like, I'm all for it. But I think we are a platform. Like, I'm not. I'm totally
Hold
pro
on.
Anything.
I was not understanding her because I do see. And this, by the way, shout out to all my autistic listeners.
Oh, dude, love them.
Viewers. And all of our family members who are also autistic. Shout out. But. When I see this comment a lot, and I think we talked about this before, there's a lot of comments on these podcasts that are like, are you guys autistic? This is autistic. Jared's autistic.
What?
And you've never seen those?
Yeah.
No.
There's so many. I searched the word autistic and there was like 200 fucking comments.
Why? What signs are we displaying?
Well, she's saying, so I guess OCD, anxiety, misophonia, like the thing of sound that I have, Jared saying things that are just super offensive. and without knowing it.
If I was on the spectrum, I wouldn't be surprised at all. And again, like Jared was saying, I don't think it's a bad thing if we were.
I don't personally, I don't want to offend people that actually are autistic. Yeah. So I don't think I'm autistic at all, you right. know? And I think even for you, like when you were young, you had surgery on your ears and had some tubes put in it, I think at one point or something. Like, there's probably other ways to even explain it. So I don't want to misrepresent anything autistic wise.
Well, here's what I will say. Because there's so many comments about us being autistic and because of this voicemail, I'm starting to think we need an autistic guest.
Been saying it.
B, I really need to get into Love on the Spectrum because you've been watching that forever and you said it's the best show ever made.
It is possibly, yes, one of the best shows ever.
Maybe we get somebody from that show.
What are the defining traits? Like, what... I think qualifies you to be autistic? Because I know there's a spectrum, obviously.
It's a very large spectrum, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's different levels, and it's obviously on a spectrum, and I'm not a mental health, or I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. But from what I do know, there's some sections of autism is not picking up social cues, or not picking up social cues in people's faces. Like Chris Rock was talking about, he has that, where he can't tell if somebody's mad or sad or offended because there's like a thing missing where he figures that out. Yeah, saying things that are not socially acceptable or kind of saying things without thinking about the emotional ramifications of saying it. Like, those are all very, you know,
so they're just truth tellers.
That's what Jared was saying, was that, didn't we talk about this on a podcast before, that you think we should have an autistic president? And I kind of agree.
No, yeah, for sure. Because, I mean, because it would be to the point, straight up. Because they rationalize everything that's being thought about and said to be, like, calculated. It's not just, I don't know, a lot of stuff is bullshit when you break it down, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah. It's just to the point. And a lot of people that are autistic just shine in one element. They, like, hyper-focus on something, yes, and just excel like no other. You know what I mean? Right. So
yeah,
that's typically the traits that you would see.
So yes, we know autistic people. We have people in our family. And shout out if you're autistic or if your husband watching. I just always visualize a woman watching this. If your husband's autistic, yeah, shout out.
And honestly, I wouldn't want any of us to say we were had we not been, like, clinically proven, because that's one of my icks, is everyone on social media coming out with everything in the world with conviction when I know for a fact they haven't been to a doctor. I'm like, no, bitch, you don't also have everything under the sun.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Have you seen the Edgar haircut?
I have seen the Edgar haircut.
What it's basically that? The Dumb and Dumber haircut. Jim Carrey's haircut. Okay. Dumb
it's
and Dumber.
Like really popular.
But it's super popping. All the kids have it.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about, only great. Because of really? Social media.
Yeah.
Why do I not know about this?
It's, wow. It's I don't know. It's, I think it's cool. I think it's a great look. I just want to throw it out there. Shout out to all those rocking the Edgar.
You're so Gen Z.
Is there a reason you said that after we talked about autism?
I'm like, what? I'm like, weird transition.
Every now and then I just was thinking about
maybe
it.
Maybe you are.
I just, you know, I don't think I'd never say anything with the intention of hurting someone's feelings.
Neither do they.
You know? No, I know, but some people that are on the spectrum aren't able to really grasp
right.
what would impact someone on an emotional level, because they don't really feel things on that emotional level. They mm-hmm. can't, like, relate, so they say things without filtering it through. Is this going to offend somebody, possibly?
Shane, you know? Yeah, right.
What?
You're looking at me like I'm not. I think I'm very emotionally aware of people in circumstances. And honestly, there's a lot of advantages. I think there'd be a lot of advantages to dating somebody that's autistic. You just have to be aware so that you know how to cope.
I just Googled, are there, like, famous people who have autism?
Ooh,
and
okay.
a few of these really surprised me. Some are, like, very famous directors.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah. Like, Tim Burton, I guess, is on the spectrum. And
yeah, but
and,
this is all, like, like what I was saying, people with autism that really find what they're good at and, like, hyper-focus, they tend to be real successful, so, you know.
Can almost be, like, a superpower.
I'm not surprised that there's a lot of very successful people.
So, so it's a compliment.
Steven Spielberg.
Oh, no, for sure.
Steven Spielberg's autistic?
To what this list says.
Wow.
The list has to be right.
Imagine.
I assume that.
They have their king.
It says they're on the spectrum.
Oh, I see.
Right.
I wish there was, like, some famous fucking genius that had misophonia.
I'm sure there is.
What is that again?
It's when Ryland chews, I want to kill myself.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah. No, the people you're closest to is who it's the worst with.
Yeah.
Anybody? Was that just like an open statement to me about everything, or like
No. This is Shane against me.
I'm learning about my kings.
Kelly Osbourne, Ozzy Osbourne, Kelly Ripa,
Queen,
all have misophonia.
Whoa, Kelly Ripa is my idol.
She is. Love her. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick little break. And when we come back, Jared's childhood friend is bringing us our favorite pizza of all time. And this is going to be interesting. I don't know how this is going to go. Have you guys seen each other?
Yeah, kind of recently.
I just want to vouch for Shane, this being his favorite pizza place. He was dragging his feet coming back to California, and he goes, I guess we can't get Straw Hat Pizza, though.
Dude, I took Sandy here, and she could tell you if she wants, but we actually went there after I proposed to her, because it was within the realm of driving distance, and it was just so sentimental to me, and I wanted to share it with her.
Beautiful.
Really,
I don't know if she was super hyped on it, but you know.
You guys just cleared up my ick. I'm ready for pizza.
We dicked you. That sounds kind of like someone trying to say dick. Dick. We de-icked you.
De-icked you.
I just de-icked
you. Thank you. I love
no, no problem.
Thanks for de-icking me.
Of course.
Okay. Okay, we'll be right back. Okay, so a huge thank you to a returning sponsor today, and that's Rocket Money. So we've talked about them, I think, a couple times before, and I love Rocket Money so much, mainly because it has really cleaned up My finances, in a lot of ways, like we talked about before, they help you get rid of unwanted subscriptions, which I was unaware. I had so many subscriptions. Like, I was subscribed to so many things. Like, for example, like 4 years ago, 5 years ago, oh my God, no, like 7 years ago, I signed up for a sugar baby website for like a video or something. I don't know. It was very sketchy. I think they stole my information. But anyways, I was paying for that joke for like a year. So I wish I would have known about Rocket Money back then. I would have saved this sugar daddy a lot of money. Anyway, back to Rocket Money. They are an all-in-one finance platform that helps you save more and spend less. You can manage subscriptions, lower your bills, build a custom budget, and grow your savings all in one place. So we already talked about my favorite feature, which is that they help you cancel unwanted subscriptions with one click of a button. Like, it's crazy. And you never have to, like, talk to people. You know how when you, like, try to cancel something, you have to call and be like, hey, can I cancel this? Like, they'll do it for you just with one tap. And another thing they do is help you monitor your credit, which is huge if you're trying to buy a house or get a car or anything that, you know, they do a credit run or a credit report. You never want to be in that situation and like be waiting for your car and you're in the lobby and then they're like, ooh, your credit score though. Like that has happened to me in the past because of an unpaid bill that I had no idea existed. Well, Rocket Money will monitor your credit and make sure that there's nothing like that happening. And if there is something that pops up, they will help you figure out how to fix it. I love this app. I think it's amazing. I wish I would have known about it a long time ago. And hopefully you guys can get some help from it too, because I feel like it's something that like actually can help. So to save more and spend less, join the over 3.4 million other members who are using Rocket Money. That's a lot. And I've got the hookup for you. Go to rocketmoney.com/grower or click the link in the description below to get started for free or unlock even more features with premium. That's rocketmoney.com/grower to get started for free. So please go support them. Check it out if it's something you're interested in. And I think it's worth it. So I will see you guys later. Enjoy the rest of the show. Bye. Hey, okay, we're back. Jared's longest friend ever, Chris Strelo, aka Pizza Boy Fresh, is here. Pizza Boy Fresh. Hi, welcome to our couch.
Thank you.
This is crazy. I haven't seen you in like 20 years.
It's been a while. It has been a long time.
Do you think he's
so crazy?
Do you think he's seen the photo of you guys?
Yeah, I showed him.
Okay. I saw it on the Instagram, but I didn't see the full photo until now. You know, so
that is so crazy.
Old school friends in there. It was way back.
Yeah. Wow. And so, Jared, you guys have been friends forever.
Mm-hmm. That's been a minute.
Almost 30 years we've been friends.
It's been a long time. It has, like 25 to 28 years plus.
Yeah.
So, okay, we have a lot to talk about because we were actually just talking about, what were we talking about? Your rap name?
Mm-hmm. Pizza Boy Fresh.
Pizza Boy Fresh.
Best name out
Pizza
there.
Pizza Boy Fresh.
Pizza Boy Fresh.
Pizza Boy Fresh.
And what's Capiche?
Capiche was my brand, my clothing brand, and then it kind of turned into my rap name, you know, and then just went with that, you know.
You're rocking it.
Capiche. So, like, it started off as the clothing brand, and then I start rapping, you know. I was around a lot of, like, rappers and stuff and passing out T-shirts, and then they're like, well, why don't you start rapping, you know, get a mixtape out. It's better than just carrying a bunch of T-shirts on your back and giving them to people, you know. I'm like, all right, it makes sense. So then I start rapping.
So before we get to the pizza, which is sitting right behind you and I can't stop staring at it.
Yes.
The best pizza in the world, which we have very harsh critics here, right? Mm. Me and Jared think it's the best pizza in the world. You agree?
I agree 100%.
Yes. Chris and Ryland have never tried it. And I want you guys to be brutally honest about this pizza. Like, ruin my childhood. It's fine. I think it's the best ever.
How does it hold up to the place we love in Colorado? Drama.
I don't know. I haven't had Straw Hat in like 20 years.
My second favorite pizza is Mellow Mushroom, which I believe is in Colorado somewhere.
Oh, interesting.
But it ain't even fucking with Straw Hat. Never.
But before we get to the pizza, we were talking during the break about shoes. So you also brought a pair of shoes.
I did.
So you're a shoe person.
Yeah. I was a sneaker collector forever. And then I got my size. Then I get another size from my dad or my mom. And then I'd get extra pairs and then I could sell them. And then make some extra money.
Well, what's the shoe you get that you wouldn't sell? Like, what's your all-time shoe
right
now?
Like the ones I brought today.
You've been offered what for them?
Like $2,500 to $2,800 for them.
For shoes?
And I still haven't sold them.
And what's retail?
$150.
Wow. The margins are great.
Why?
I got to get into the shoe business.
Shane?
This is the most expensive shoe I have. This is the hardest shoe to get.
Wait, so have you ever taken these out of the box? Is this like a moment?
I have just once or twice.
How many times have you looked at them? Just twice?
Twice in 2 years, yeah.
Wow.
What? The third time. And they still hold up. They're 2 years old and they're still like the thing.
Oh, yeah. You guys ready?
Another I don't think shoe? I've ever been so excited about a shoe. How do you have me excited over shoes?
I know.
Because I don't, I'm not in the community.
Okay. Yeah.
So oh, wow.
Here we go. The hardest shoe to get of the last decade of the Dunks. So these are right here.
Drum roll.
The Travis Scott SB Dunks.
Oh. Whoa. Wait, those are beautiful.
Wow. Like the bandana?
Wait, I'm kind of scared that they're just out. Do you want
to? Yeah, we're about to bring pizza out.
Should they be in like a glass case? they should be far away from the pizza.
They are. They're like, they're being shelved. And unless I get, like I said, when I get like a nice single going and I shoot a music video, I'm going to debut those. Those will be my debut.
Have you put those on your feet?
No, never tried.
What?
No. Those
I'd have put them on my feet at least 10 times and just looked at it.
Yeah, you threw those Crocs on real quick.
Oh, man. I mean, I love the shoes I had on too, but yeah, these I just had to. These are great.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for whipping them out here.
Of course.
For a debut.
Got you.
Well, speaking of whipping things out that I'm excited about.
Where's this going?
This is a lot of guys, by the way. I don't think I've ever been in a room with this
sausage fest.
Guys in my life. Yeah.
This is like a kickback. Remember kickback back in the day?
Okay, so you brought some straw hat. I'm so excited. Even the bag is like giving me so many memories. Yes. How do we do this? Should we just like rip it open?
However you want, yeah.
Are we eating on the podcast?
For a second, and then we're going to put it away because the sound is going to drive me crazy. Okay, can you hand me a box?
Yes.
A box?
Shoot pepperoni it. Specifically?
Can you hand me a box?
Shaking.
The box is pretty cool.
Warm. It is still
warm. The yellow and black with the green.
Oh, my God.
Open her up.
It smells... I'm not even, like, acting. This is, like, such a legit moment for me. I haven't
had this
in so long.
Us, not you.
I can't even imagine when the last time you had straw hat.
Show the camera. Right?
Chucky, take note. That's a circle, baby. Oh, my God. Wait, can I get
pass it around.
Wait, wow. I want to get a pull.
So what is it about this pizza that makes it your absolute favorite?
I'm sorry. I'm drooling.
You got to taste it, pimp. You got to just taste it.
I haven't had it in a long time, so I don't know.
Maybe. Is it nostalgia or is it good?
I think it's good.
It's good.
How much pizza?
Just the smell.
How much pizza are you consuming a week managing it?
A lot, yeah. I'm eating pizza 5 days a week, you know, because I mean, you can make whatever you want, and it's the best pizza in the world, and it's tough not to, you know.
You're already going in?
Cheesing myself, bro. I don't know. Okay,
do you guys want cheese or pepperoni?
Pepperoni.
Oh, that stench.
Should I wait?
No, go.
No, do it now. Let's do it now.
Wait, I want to see Ryland's reaction,
sir. Oh my God, Ryland's reaction.
You got
nasty. Oh, wow.
Is it amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really?
Oh, wow.
How do they do it?
Wow, it is incredible because it's like a thinner crust, but it still packs a punch.
Yeah.
It's like, if we microwaved it a little bit, we should do that after the show.
You put it in your mouth and you're like, where did that come from?
It tastes like arcades. It tastes like tickets. It tastes like everything that I wish blank and cheese was.
It does bring back memories. Yeah. Wow. No, it does. It's like blank and cheese on steroids.
Wow. Okay. We're going to eat that after the show and really get into it. But wow, thank you for bringing that because that really did bring back a lot of memories. Okay. Jared's really
you can't give us pizza and expect us to stop.
But like a bite.
Well, you know, I could put my mic like this. See you later.
I try to be very far away from the mic, but this is such good pizza.
So I was looking through your Instagram, and I saw that you have a lot of pictures with celebrities. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of celebrities, big ones. Mm-hmm. So then I started thinking, A, why? Mm-hmm. How do you know these people, or how did you meet these people? And B, can you give us any of your craziest celebrity encounter stories?
God, there's so many. there is so many. I could go on forever. I met Jamie Foxx on a video shoot for Blame It on the Alcohol. And with it was T-Pain, Jamie Foxx. It was the Oscars, so Jake Gyllenhaal, Ron Howard, Samuel Jackson.
What? How did you get there?
I'm actually in the music video. I actually cameoed in the music video.
It was at the Oscars, or
it was.
Are you just comparing it to the Oscars?
It was after the Oscars,
and
all the stars were in town, and Jamie Foxx invited him to his video shoot.
But I guess the question is, how did you what was the entryway how did you get onto it officially? Was there no barrier for anyone just to get on it? Or
no, they asked or how was I got it? There. It was just like, oh, what are you doing here? Because it was all, everybody was like a casted, you know, had to be, you know, yeah. with their paper, you know. But I just went on set, you know, I just snuck on set. And
Cheap Trick.
Just mingled in with the crowd and got a cameo.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, so what happened with Jamie Foxx?
And then Jamie Foxx was cool. We're on set for like 8 hours. Everything was cool. And then I seen him. I ran into him like a few years after. It's cool as hell, you know. And I invited him to Straw Hat Pizza. So that might be a huge possibility. His management team and his bodyguard are hitting me up to come check it out before he comes. And we're going to shut down the restaurant.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no. Dead serious.
Wow,
dead serious. Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. So I invited Jamie Foxx to the restaurant.
Reunited.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah.
Okay, what are your thoughts on conspiracy theories? Do you think they're stupid or do you think they're fun?
They're fun.
Okay, good, because we're doing Conspiracy Corner and you're joining us.
Nice.
Okay, so the first thing we're going to be talking about is a new Mandela effect. I know, we're done, they're stupid, we don't believe in them anymore. But somebody sent me this one and I had to play it because I genuinely was shook by this. Snow White. Hi-ho, hi-ho.
It's off to work we go.
Wrong, you fucking idiots.
What?
Yeah, get ready
what
for this.
What is it?
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go.
It's, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Wait, what was it?
How do you explain that, Chris?
It's home from work we go.
It's home
I got
from
it.
Work?
Because he said we, I said they. So
hi-ho.
I really fucked up on all accounts.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's home from
you know,
work we go. That doesn't even make sense.
I mean, it makes sense. It just isn't right.
I think people started kind of doing self-parodies of the song when they were going to work. People were just like, oh, hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work I go.
Don't try to bring logic
into this. One more time, please.
Maybe?
The universe switched. Fuck off.
Yeah.
It's never been that.
What about when they're going to work? Do they sing the song twice?
That's almost too much logic.
Because I feel like they're
logic.
Skipping the log when they go to work.
It's
but is
work.
The song played?
Where do they work?
I don't even know.
I don't even where know where they work.
Okay, so yeah, Mandela Effect. Let us know. What do you guys remember it being? Okay, this one, I don't want to get too political. And I thought this one was a joke when somebody sent it. Oh, by the way, if you want to send us your Mandela Effects or conspiracies or anything like that, ShaneDawsonPodcastStuff@gmail.com. This is from Brooklyn. So, Joe Biden's ears.
Nice start.
I've never looked at his ears. So first, look at the picture on the left. Okay, look at his left ear, normal ear. Okay, normal earlobe. Right.
Normal.
Where did his lobe go? His earlobes have changed.
Oh.
I mean, he is like 400, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
He is the oldest president we've ever had.
Seriously?
He's the
yeah,
oldest
facts?
Person.
Oldest
in the world.
President we've ever had.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. So that's weird, right? So you might be thinking, oh, maybe it's the angle, maybe it's an illusion. But then I found a picture of him when he was young. And look at his ear, normal earlobe, okay. And now a picture of him now. Where the fuck did it go? This is crazy, right?
Does Am that I happen be- when you get old?
Does your ear melt into your head like a candle? I don't think so.
Are they putting makeup
that
on this man?
He just creeps me out, dude. You ever heard him talk about how he was like in a he likes to go into pools?
No.
And he's like, I got hairy legs and my leg hair is blonde and I like to go into pools and the kids they can do this with their hands on my leg and they watch my hair float around.
What?
It's so weird.
I got hairy legs that turn. Blonde in the sun.
Could be creepy, but also sound fun. His ears. Do you not notice it? Am I crazy?
It's hard to tell.
Weird. I'm just. Is it like a plastic surgery gone awry?
Oh, maybe.
He lost it. Did he have like earlobe something?
Or just like a weird angle and lighting? I don't know.
I don't know what the conspiracy would be. Is it a conspiracy that he's been replaced?
Ooh. They all have.
Or it's he's in reptile.
They're all.
They're
reptilian. He looks the most like a lizard we've ever had.
Oh my God.
I mean, he's
like
doing something right to be the oldest president ever. I mean,
dude.
To set the record.
Yeah, listen, yes. I don't want to get into politics on this show, but.
We're not. We're just it? Ripping on
Nothing
a
Nothing we're talking about has to do with his policy.
Right.
Yeah,
no.
He looks like an alien lizard man.
Okay. But so does Trump.
They're all lizards.
Okay. This was somebody sent me this, and like, listen. It sounds stupid, but then I started like really thinking about it. Mickey upside down, the reflection of Mickey is wicked.
Oh.
Kind of weird, right?
That is pretty
stupid.
There's also three sixes in it.
What do you mean?
There's a six backwards in the
shut
M,
the fuck up.
And then the
I see
I
it.
Has a six.
Wait,
and the Y is
look.
A six.
You guys are freaks.
Well, that does actually lead me to the next thing, which is the Illuminati. Now, I know a lot of people really believe in the Illuminati. We haven't actually talked about it on the show. I think because I'm scared.
Because you're a part of it?
It's not going well.
No, the Illuminati's big right now, though.
Like, right now.
Everyone's talking about the Matrix and, you know, control. And I think, though, I just look at it from the perspective of there has to be a group of people that have the most money in the world that want to control everything. That's like almost human nature. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so,
if you compare the Illuminati to, like, shoe hustling, it does kind of make sense because there's this whole world of shoe hustling that I was not even aware of.
Yeah.
Because I'm just simple-minded, just living my life. And there's this whole world inside of the world. And I bet it goes even deep, 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 deep. We don't know what's going on with these celebrities. I don't know. I've never been to, well, you do more than I do about these celebrities. Yeah. But like, I'm sure the more powerful and the richer you get, the more bored you get and the more power you want. And the, like, I'm sure there is like clubs. Why not?
Guy, I've heard some stuff.
They're
basically
crazy.
They throw parties.
Wait,
who's they?
Wait, I'm scared.
The Illuminati?
They just throw parties. I don't know who sends the invitation. I don't know how the invitations get sent, Ryland.
Okay.
They just get received, and then people go to the party. They walk into a hall. There's a few different rooms. Once you walk into one room, they put you in a scenario, and now you have to kind of just do what they want you to say, or they talk about what happened in that room that night.
Jay-Z, they always throw up the Rock, you know, and Rihanna, they always throw up the Illuminati eye, you know.
So like those are, when I Googled, because I've done a bunch of videos about the Illuminati and stuff, but I didn't realize how crazy it was. Like, look at how many people are doing the 666 eye thing.
Yeah. And how many? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, me either.
So this is, there's a definition for it. I should have put it in this document. But basically, what, the all-seeing eye, and there's three sixes. If you look at the fingers, six.
Why are they doing it? It doesn't seem like a very, was it just trendy?
Or it's weird, right?
Are they actually a part of something?
Well, supposedly, it's a way to show that you're a part of the Illuminati. Sorry, there's some people in this picture that are like, not that famous. Which is making me think that they're doing it to me. Like, I'm in the club too. Same. But yeah. So I guess it's like a way to sign that you're... Wow, is that Leonardo DiCaprio from like a million years ago? He's been in it for that long?
Sorry. But there's also other ones, like if you do this, if you do like this with your hand. I mean, there's quite a bit of these hand signs that they claim.
And there's no world in which it was just like a TikTok trend of their time.
No, I mean,
it's like on The Real Housewives.
Oh, yeah, they're all a part of it.
Some of you guys might know this that are watching. On The Real Housewives, all these women are now going to jail because they're frauding people in real life and their money's like not really theirs. But they go on reality shows and they show how much money they have and they show how rich they are. But it's like not their money. And it's like in plain sight. They're like getting off to it.
Yeah.
Anyways, Chris, you had something to say?
I was just going to say, I can understand a group like, if there's a richest group in the world wanting to keep that, that makes sense to me. But like some of the things that people have accredited with Illuminati seem silly to me, if I'm being honest. And like some, I mean, over the years, there's like things I've just heard, or like things, and there's like, oh, this person made a face in a music video. And I'm like, I don't know, come on. Or like, there'll people be like, oh, this agenda is about the Illuminati. I'm like, that wouldn't benefit
Do you have
anyone.
Any specifics? Or?
Like people have like said like Lil Nas came out because of the Illuminati. And I'm like, Lil Nas is a gay man. Who came out because he's a gay man.
Well, I do have a clip that I
he
thought...
He did make a very weird music video.
I do have... Yeah, that was a lot.
He had blood in one of his sneakers, too.
What?
Yeah, you didn't hear about that? Lil Nas X.
No.
Yes.
What?
666 pairs of these shoes that came out.
He put his own blood in, right?
Not
blood.
His own.
I don't know
not
his own.
He said it was blood, but then the shoe just looked like it had liquid. Like, it just, like, it looked like any of those, like, those shoes that had the liquid in the bottom right part. I don't think it was really blood.
No, that's not weird.
That's not weird. Okay, so I saw this clip that was going viral, and I obviously it's like kind of a joke and kind of funny, but then the more I watched it about 200 times, it started getting creepier to me because I kind of think that he's joking in plain sight. Watch this clip of Kevin Hart silencing Kelly Clarkson.
I don't know if you've had this, but I've had people throw millions of dollars in my face to do something I didn't want to do. And what?
Oh!
You've been off, yeah. Oh, they're in the room.
Yeah, I don't want to.
What the fuck?
No way of chewing you. Like, it's open dialogue.
Yeah, you want me to keep talking about it?
By all means, we can talk about anything. But
don't do it.
Ooh.
That is crazy.
seen that.
Right? Yeah. That was scary as fuck.
That is scary. That. I mean, yeah, that's very scary.
So weird. Like, Kelly Clarkson, you can feel her just being like, wait, is this, wait, huh?
Well, Kelly Clarkson does, like, she is powerful enough and famous enough for the Illuminati to approach, and she's like, huh?
How would they not? And she turned them down.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She's strong enough to turn them down, and now that's why all this bad shit's happening to her.
Sorry. Okay, so out of curiosity, right?
Ooh, okay,
so the Illuminati approaches you.
Hey, girl.
Because I think it came up earlier, like, what's the agenda or something like that. Mm-hmm. What do they want you to do?
I don't know.
But like, so what do you think possibly they could have had Kelly Clarkson do for them, the Illuminati?
Are you kidding me? She's on The Voice. She has her own daily talk show. She's a pop star.
But how do you imagine that she could have contributed to them? Like, talked about a certain topic, or how would it have
been? I guess act as a spokesperson without being overt. So selling products, delivering a message. But that's the thing, is that feels more direct to me than this. And this doesn't feel like the start of something bigger to me.
Have you ever heard a message that you felt like that's like some Illuminati stuff they want you to think?
Well, Shane kind of started talking about it last night, but NFTs seem like crazy. You know what I'm talking about? It's like they went up, and where are they? Boom. You know, it's like the Illuminati didn't work out on that one.
I think NFTs.
Kelly Clarkson said no.
Was just opportunist that saw that nobody understood cryptocurrencies, and they thought, why not? You know?
Well, okay.
That was a blip.
Speaking of celebrities, we're going to move on from the Illuminati because I'm actually scared. this is also celebrity related, and this is one of my favorites. So I'm obsessed with celebrities who have fake voices and like fake personas.
What about Gilbert Gottfried? Does he get a pass?
Rest in peace. Yeah.
But I thought I liked his voice.
Yeah, well, so Gilbert Gottfried, he's a comedian who... He talks like this!
That was great, dude!
He's the bird in The Lion King.
Wow.
He's like, hey! Or no, in Aladdin.
Aladdin. Yeah.
He passed away, but his real voice was just, hey, what's up? So I love stuff like that. Freaks me out. So I found a clip...
I'm already shook because I didn't know that till just now.
Yeah, me neither.
About Gilbert Gottfried.
I didn't know that.
You did?
I think a lot of people don't know that. He only did it, his real voice, on Howard Stern like once.
Wait, okay, wow. I should play it because... Hold on.
I'm already shook.
All right.
This hasn't started.
I didn't know you guys
yet.
Would be shook by this.
Already. Michael Jackson had a different voice. The reason he talked like he did is because he always wanted to just relax his vocal cords, so he didn't try hard. Because he wanted to sing better and not stress himself.
Okay, so Gilbert Gottfried, I guess I should play a clip of what he... what his, like, you know...
Is he...
Funny voice.
And I'm so fucking rich! I can have all the licorice I want.
Okay, so do you remember his voice?
Yes.
He was the Aflac duck.
Yes.
Aflac.
It's iconic.
Okay, so this is his actual speaking voice.
Maybe I'll grab a piece of pastry on the way out.
Can't just eat and not exercise.
Yes, you can. Look at everyone else on the boat.
So that's his voice.
Yeah. That was Gilbert Gottfried talking?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was waiting for Gilbert Gottfried to start talking.
Him.
I was like, well, okay, who's this guy?
Isn't that crazy? He's such a genius. Rest in peace. I cried when he passed away.
How exhausting to... and what talent to be able to, like, not break throughout your career of going on talk shows and everything.
Okay, so Paris Hilton. This is a clip from a Patrick Starr, a makeup tutorial. And I saw this a couple years ago, and I totally forgot about it until last night. And then I rewatched it, and it's crazier than I remember. So Paris Hilton, we all know that her voice is fake.
What? Right?
The baby voice.
Her voice is, like, fake.
And but this clip, she starts in the baby voice... And then I think she forgets. And then she goes back into it. So get ready. This is insane.
Not like a good alien, like an alien who doesn't know how to do their makeup. And I also learned another beauty tip.
What?
That I heard Marilyn Monroe did.
Okay.
Not the first time, but like usually I'm so tired because I'm like in a different country or land. I do the glam. Mm-hmm. So they like put like pillows around me.
Oh, wow.
And I like sleep and then they do the hair and makeup while I'm sleeping and it's like.
It just keeps getting cheaper.
What's word of advice like tackling a dream?
And then what?
And
she goes back to it.
Don't pay attention to the haters.
Okay.
Wait. Like, literally, haters are just miserable people who, like, are jelly. And by being jelly, I mean...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Yes. That was crazy, right?
Is that? I feel like she looks exactly like Kim Kardashian looks right now. The last time I saw her. When I watched the Kardashians with you guys, she looks exactly like she looks right there.
But isn't that crazy? Like she, I mean, I love Paris, but like, so she probably was just so comfortable. She forgot that she like, you know, about the voice. And it's like, yeah, and then I'm like doing hair and makeup. But then she caught herself. She's like, and then like, yeah.
Well, what's interesting is when she had that documentary come out and she was like reclaiming herself and her life, she was going on a press tour saying like, oh, the voice was made up and it's something that I put on because I'm a smart businesswoman. And she dropped it for like a month, and then everything after that was back in the voice. She's like, hey guys.
Well, yeah, because we miss it. Okay, Larry the Cable Guy. This one is an obvious one, and it's not a secret. I just hadn't heard it before, and it freaked me out. So, you know Larry the Cable Guy, right?
Last time I let her drink before a concert, I'll tell you that much. It was embarrassing. It was windy out, so her boobies was flying around like one of them inflatable wind dancers in front of an oil change shop. You know what I mean?
So that's Larry the Cable Guy. Icon. And then I saw this clip.
We're not in the studio together, but when somebody reads me his line and then I got to do my line, I already know what inflection Owen put on it, even though somebody else is reading it.
Isn't that insane?
Wow. Yeah. I guess he's a performer.
That one I did know about, but when I first heard it, it blew my mind. Like, I was like, what do you mean his accent's not real?
Well, and then I started thinking his audience is, you know, like people that maybe talk like that or that relate to that.
Yeah, like a type, yeah.
So do you think they were pissed when the truth came out?
It is weird. I never heard his voice.
I think we talked about it before, but it's like the Duck Dynasty guys. I never saw that show. But like they made this whole show and they're like, hey, whoa, whoa, and they have big beards and big whatever. Yep. But then they're all rich, you know, clean cut dudes and it's all bullshit.
It's what? Easy to get lost in your job.
Really?
I will say, yeah, once you start finding success.
No. Yeah. Oh my God, hold on. Let me show
they're
you.
They're all wearing fake beards and shit?
No, yeah, so they started Duck Dynasty because they were promoting their like
duck whistle.
Hoo-hoo. Yeah. But they wanted to appeal to, you know, people that would buy that. So they started looking like this on their reality show.
So just created characters.
I'm fully aware of that.
So that's them, right? So real. Wow. Yeah. So this
everything's
was,
no a lie.
This is them right before the show came out.
No, it's no not. Way. Stop it.
That is no so good. Honestly, a good con.
Crazy.
What?
That
is.
Dude, if that's not crazy. A cheap trick, I don't know what is. That's fucking commitment. Well, it's like the guy, the Liver King. You seen this guy?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah.
You got to look him up.
The new guy's more viral. Yeah.
He only eats, like, duck livers or something. And, like, he kept saying he wasn't on steroids and all this stuff. But obviously he was.
Yeah.
But it's like there's a lot of people faking the funk out there.
Well, you never know what will go viral. And then once it sticks, it's like, who am I to say no to this jackpot I hit? And then you lose yourself inside of it.
There's a lot of people that play characters, you know.
Wow. Well, speaking of fake voices, it's time for a recap.
Lights, camera, action. Rylan's recap is about to happen. Oh, yeah. Rylan's recap.
On today's episode of the Shane Dawson Podcast, the boys find their first guest of 2023. Just so happens to be Pizza. Is it Pizza Boy Fresh?
That's correct.
Pizza Boy Fresh.
Pizza Boy Fresh.
You knew it. You knew
Capiche
it.
And Chris.
Yes.
Wow, good.
Yeah.
Now you're eating.
Autism got talked about a lot.
Oh.
I'm not autistic.
But boys, I don't want to say accused because that seems aggressive.
We confirm that we're not.
The boys confirm that they are indeed not autistic.
We addressed speculation.
But they did address speculation.
Speculation.
They did address spectrum speculation.
Boom.
Prayers for CC or no?
Oh
yeah, prayer. Yeah, possibly if you know CC in real life. Search party for CC.
Well, the boys are concerned about phone caller CC, who seems to be getting love bombed, soon to be killed. CC, we're praying for you.
Yikes.
We don't know if she's going to get killed.
Okay, Shane screamed it for 30 minutes.
I want to believe in love, but nothing could happen.
Yeah, Chris, what would you do if on a first date a girl was like, I love you, we should get married and have kids?
This year.
I probably would not talk to her again.
Boom. There it is.
But what if she was your dream girl? What if she was your everything? Like, you were like, she's everything you ever wanted.
Definitely go out on a second date.
Bad advice. CC, do not listen to that. Jared's Crocs. Oh.
Jared receives the ultimate gift from Shane, being 7-Eleven Crocs. However, that dream was soon to be crushed after we became sneakerheads and learned they were trash.
Crocodoodle-doo. Bricks.
I don't know.
Bricks. You're telling me right
now. They're nice. They're nice.
What does a brick mean?
Rate these right now on 1 to 10. How are you rating these?
Hold it towards the camera.
How you rate these kicks?
Be honest.
Honest.
They're like an 8, actually.
Wow.
These are, like these are, I like them.
They're sneakerhead approved.
What is that?
I'll tell you, they're pretty much sold out on the Crocs site. Yeah. They're a hot get.
They're not bricks.
No. I don't know with who.
Oh, new ick unlocked. You're yawning is fucking annoying.
Oh, don't call people bud.
The boys discover a few new icks, one being me yawning. And Jared can't stand when somebody calls him Bud.
And you shouldn't trust anyone that calls you Bud.
No, fucking cut him out of your life.
No, but my best friend doesn't. He's a really good guy.
I'd cut somebody out that said Bud faster than somebody said they want to get married
this
year.
He's one of the best people I ever met.
Straw Hat makes the best pizza of all time.
Oh, the boys learned. Well, I learned Straw Hat pizza makes the best pizza of all time.
It's been confirmed.
Joe Biden's ears have changed. Weird. Melted candles.
He's a lizard.
Melted candles.
But not political.
In presidential news, his ears have gone.
We're just strictly attacking his looks. Nothing presidential about it.
Yes. Nothing political, but he is the oldest president ever.
Would you let him pee on you?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't let you pee on me.
I bet he pees on himself.
I guess I would for the story.
A little.
They've probably got to tell him where to pee, yeah.
Go vote.
Yeah, vote, right? Everyone.
Politics. Okay.
Please vote.
Kelly Clarkson. She rejected the Illuminati. Pray for Kelly.
Kelly Clarkson confirms she is not about the Illuminati, shutting Kevin Hart down. What a queen. We love her.
Paris Hilton has 10 voices.
In celebrities with 10 voices, Paris Hilton tops the charts. Her music? Just kidding. No, I'm sorry.
Paris Hilton could be Kim Kardashian.
Ooh. Oh.
She's the one that introduced Kim Kardashian to the world. Maybe it was a stunt double. Maybe to become her down the line. I don't know.
Parallel universe alert. Paris Hilton is Kim Kardashian.
Ooh.
Wait, now I feel bad about Paris Hilton. I'm sorry.
You don't know her music.
No, Stars Are Blind is good.
Her music is good.
Yeah.
Her self-titled album, Paris, from 2009.
I prefer Ashley Simpson, but whatever.
Rylan, yawning, maybe a sociopath.
Dang.
Test your relationships with yawning. If your boyfriend doesn't yawn back, he's likely a sociopath.
We have a new voicemail. 747-263-2512.
You think I can remember that?
An answer if we call.
The boys have a new voicemail line. If you want to ask advice or talk shit about us to our faces, feel free to call and leave your number because we will call back live.
Possibly.
You know what, that's like, if we like you enough.
It's not a contingent.
Keep it short, too. Don't get crazy.
Where could people find... Chris, a.k.a. Capiche, a.k.a. Pizza Boy Fresh. I think you should go with that name. I love that name. Where can you find him?
Good question. Tossing to Chris now.
At Capiche Kid, K-A-P-E-A-S-H-K-I-D. And then also my sneaker page, too, is Capiche, at Capiche underscore Kicks.
And do you review the sneakers you get or that you're selling?
I do tutorials. I do reviews. I do, like, sneaker battles.
Ooh.
Better hypes.
Get your sneaker game up.
And then my music videos on YouTube as well. Capiche Baddies. Check that out too.
Yes, check it out. Check out all the socials. Check out Straw Hat Pizza.
Straw Hat Pizza in
Lakewood, California?
At Straw Hat Pizza Cerritos.
Cerritos.
IG. You follow the first 5 posts, free pizza.
Whoa!
Wait,
That's a big deal.
Right, going out of business.
Buried the headlines.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
And yeah. I was also thinking, listen, not to get too overboard, not to, you know, love bomb you too much, but I was thinking if we ever did our first live show, our first live podcast, we should do it at a Straw Hat Pizza. I'm just saying.
Come through.
Okay. I don't know where else we would do it.
All right, we'll come through. We'll come through.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, yeah, I guess wrap it up, baby. Oh, we have new merch, whatever. They get it. Who cares? You guys already know.
All right, you guys. That's it for today's episode of the Shane Dawson Podcast. Make sure you buy the Shane Dawson Podcast merch at ShaneDawsonPodcast.com. Follow us all on social media and listen wherever you listen to your podcast or watch us on YouTube. Subscribe, and we'll see you next week, every other week. When and how often are we uploading?
I don't know.
Do we know?
No.
And we'll see you right here next time on the Shane Dawson Podcast.
Yay! Well, hopefully you guys enjoyed whatever the hell this was with our first guest in California, Chris Pete's Boy Fresh. Ooh, okay, Illuminati, don't come for us. We'll see you guys next time. Bye!
Bye!